New heading, 4, Making Peace. Another facet of gracious speech has to do with situations of conflict. According to Sirach, a fool is ungracious and abusive. Sirach 18:18. To be ungracious is to be contentious, argumentative, impatient, defensive, or critical. By contrast, the gracious man or woman is patient, slow to anger, non-defensive, and eager to follow Paul's exhortation. So far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Romans 12, verse 18. Many passages in Scripture urge us to be gracious and meek in our speech rather than willful and contentious. Proverbs 15, verse 1 focuses especially on how we should respond to one who is angry with us. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. We should not ordinarily return anger for anger, since blow can follow blow, and the skirmish could escalate into a war. Paul's letters to Timothy and Titus are filled with instructions similar to that found in Proverbs 15, verse 1, applying particularly to controversy and dissension. Remind them of these things, and solemnly charge them in the presence of God not to wrangle about words, which is useless and leads to the ruin of the hearers. 2 Timothy 2, verse 14. Refuse foolish and ignorant speculations, knowing that they produce quarrels. The Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wronged, with gentleness correcting those who are in opposition. 2 Timothy 2, verses 23 to 25. Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. Titus 3, verses 1 to 2, ESV. The Greek words translated here as disputing and quarreling all derive from the same word, a military term referring to a fight, battle, or combat. Paul thus urges against using our speech to contend with one another. Instead, we are exhorted to be kindly, meek, forbearing, ready to show perfect courtesy to all. In short, Paul teaches us to be gracious. There is a place and a time for a firm statement of one's convictions and an argument on their behalf. Paul contended with Peter in Antioch, Galatians 2, verses 11 to 14, and fought zealously for his understanding of the gospel at the Council of Jerusalem, Galatians 2, verses 1 through 5. He also argued with other Jews in the synagogue about the interpretation of Scripture and the identity of the Messiah, Acts 17, 1 through 4. Yeshua himself disputed with religious leaders of his day and denounced them forcefully, Matthew 23, 1-39. However, this is not to be the main way that we relate to others, especially to those with whom we share a committed relationship. Our relationships and our speech patterns should be characterized mainly by meekness, patience, and grace. For a Jewish man like myself, this has been a hard lesson to learn. The old joke captures something of the truth. Where there are two Jews, there are three opinions. I grew up with a taste for debate and heated discussion, and I often defended positions I did not really believe merely for the sake of argument. I enjoyed verbal conflict. I held to my opinions, however absurd, with an intransigent will. As you can imagine, I was not always a pleasant guy to be around. When I first came to a personal knowledge of God and faith in Yeshua the Messiah, God began to work on this area of my life immediately. I began to see clearly how this habitual speech pattern damaged my closest relationships and produced tension rather than peace. I believe that I have grown considerably in grace and self-confidence over the years, though my Jewish forthrightness and love for discussion and debate have not been totally lost. A Yeshua-following man or woman should be strong, confident, and able to face conflict without being fearful or intimidated. A Yeshua-following man or woman should also be ready and able to stand up for righteousness and truth at the proper time, even when such action is costly. However, a Yeshua follower should not primarily approach relationships in terms of struggle and conflict, but should instead seek to live peaceably with all. Romans 12, verse 18, ESV. Such a one has learned the meaning of gracious words and has seasoned his speech with salt.